The outdoor venue opened last year and brought not only top-notch acts, but also top-notch management and a unique business model as well. Gary Jackson is general manager.
I decided to retire from the Harvester and left there in February. And by March, Dennis Crumpler, who owns the Cove, and I hatched a plan to do world-class artists to raise money for charity. And in our first year, I think we raised over $20,000.
This year, the Coves is bringing the Mavericks and Kenny G, along with more artists, to be announced soon. Jackson stresses that the Coves offers more than just that.
You can come early and hike. There's over 5.5 miles of hiking trails. You can go down to the water. You know, there's pavilions all over the property where you can hike and sit and rest if you want. It's to get people outdoors and enjoy nature, you know, see lots of bald eagles and stuff flying around.
Proceeds last year went to Smith Mountain Good Neighbors, a food assistance program for children, and the Five Points Music Sanctuary here in Roanoke. A link can be found on the WFIR website. Rob Ruthenberg, WFIR News.